Good morning and welcome to The Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. It's the start of a holiday shortened week, but it looks like we're kicking things off with some real energy.
Absolutely. Futures are pointing to a solid start, with the S&P 500 looking to open about 25 points higher. It seems like we're trying to build on that all-time high we hit on Friday.
That's the mood. There's a sense of cautious optimism. But the big story today is definitely coming out of Washington.
You're talking about the big reconciliation bill, right? The Senate is set to vote on it today.
That's the one. And it is massive. We're talking about extending the 2017 tax cuts, spending cuts, deregulation, and even a $5 trillion debt ceiling increase. It's a huge market-moving package.
But the report says there's still some disagreement. So passage isn't a sure thing.
Exactly. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. Any headline suggesting it's stalling could immediately reverse these early gains. Traders need to watch that vote very, very closely.
Got it. Sticking with policy, there is some positive news on the trade front with Canada.
Yes. Canada rescinded its digital services tax. This is a big step forward for trade negotiations and a direct tailwind for a company like Meta Platforms. You can see it in the pre-market action. Meta is up almost 2%.
That's a clear cause and effect. Okay, let's shift to the banks. The Federal Reserve's stress test results are in.
And it was a clean sweep. All 22 banks passed. This is a huge green light for the financial sector. It basically tells them their capital cushions are strong, and it opens the door for more buybacks and dividends. I expect financials to be a pocket of strength right at the open.
All right, let's get to the individual stocks making moves. The biggest story seems to be Juniper Networks and HP Enterprise.
Oh, they are on fire. Juniper is up over 8%, and HPE is rocketing up more than 12%. This is all tied to a settlement they reached with the Department of Justice. It removes a massive cloud of uncertainty that was hanging over them.
That's a huge relief rally. Now, what about the auto sector? I'm seeing some mixed signals. Tesla announced the world's first autonomous delivery of a car, but the stock is down?
It is, down about 1.3%. It's a strange reaction. It could be some sell the news action, or maybe the market is just more focused on the headwinds. President Trump is again talking about a 25% tariff on Japanese autos, and you have Ford idling plants because of part shortages. It's a tough environment for the automakers right now.
That makes sense. And speaking of headwinds, Stellantis has a pretty big recall on its hands for its Pacifica and Voyager vehicles.
Yep, over 250,000 vehicles. That's definitely not helping sentiment for them this morning.
Let's look at the analyst desk. I'm seeing upgrades on some big names, including Disney and Oracle.
The Disney upgrade to buy at Jefferies is definitely catching eyes. And Oracle getting a buy from Stifel with a $250 price target shows the street is still very bullish on that AI and cloud story. These are names to watch.
So when you put this all together, the technical picture suggests we're in a really tight spot, right? Neutral to slightly bullish?
That's the perfect way to describe it. We are coiled like a spring. For the SPY, you're looking at key resistance around 617.80 and solid support near 617.00. We're just bouncing between those levels, waiting for a catalyst.
And that catalyst could be the vote in Washington or the day's only major economic data, the Chicago PMI, at 9:45.
Precisely. My advice for traders is to watch those levels on the SPY and QQQ. A strong break above resistance, especially if financials and tech lead the way, could spark a real rally. But that VXX, the fear gauge, is ticking up just a little bit. It's a subtle warning not to get too complacent.
So the key is to stay nimble, watch the political news, and keep an eye on those key sectors.
That's the game plan for today. It's a news-driven market at the open.
Fantastic insights, as always. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to The Morning Dose. Have a profitable trading day.